Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, we got NXT from last night to talk about. We had two concerts last night. A Joe Hendry concert and a Trick Williams rap performance. Saw some folks on the board here that weren't all high on Trick's performance. I thought he did a fine job. I thought he did a good job. Thought the NXT show was much better than last week. Much, much better. We've also got Dynamite coming up tonight, which is the go-home show for the pay-per-view, Double or Nothing, which is coming up this weekend. And that means tonight, hopefully, we're going to find out exactly who is on these teams for Anarchy in the Arena. We just know it's Jon Moxley's team against Swerve Strickland's team. It appears Jon Moxley and the Young Bucks will be on one team, Samoa Joe, Hobbs, and Swerve on the other. And then probably adding Kenny Omega, and I think the women are going to be involved. And we'll find out which other ones they add as well. So we'll talk about that here today. Lineups for this crazy weekend upcoming. And we've also got updates on how you can order and not order Double or Nothing. We'll talk about Roman Reigns getting a film role. Mercedes Moné talks Athena. We got some ratings notes and, of course, the full NXT TV report. I believe we'll be joined today by Filthy Tom Lawler here on this Wednesday show. If you've not checked it out already, Filthy and I interviewed Kurt Angle. The audio is up at WrestlingObserver.com in the Figure 4 Daily RSS feed as well. And you can check that out. Very fun interview. And you can contact us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Not today, we're not. We got Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. We got a lot to get into on this program. I should mention that it's Wednesday, and as I always say, you know what that means. What that means is at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, we have a live After Dark on Sports Byline. You can also listen to it if you're watching here on the YouTube channel, f4wonline.com/YouTube. You can listen to it on Twitch, twitch.tv/f4wvideo. Jason Offit will be our guest today. He's an author, and he's written a number of books. And one of them, if you've got that Amazon gimmick, Amazon, what's it called, where you can just get any of these certain books for free and then you return them?
Amazon Kindle Unlimited.
Kindle Unlimited, yes. He's got a book out that I just checked out yesterday, Chasing American Monsters. And the way the book works is you can whatever state you live in, there's a chapter on it. So, you know, Tom's in Nevada. And
what do we got here?
Let's see what we got. Yeah, I mean, there's a few of them there.
The Winnemucca.
Tahoe Tessie. Which is
Tahoe Tessie.
The Jarbridge Monster, a pterosaur, the Lovelock Skull, which is very odd, Gargantuan Gliders. Yeah, so we're gonna talk to him about monsters today. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Sports here in Sports Byline USA. Tom, how you feeling after getting cracked yesterday?
Well, I'd like to repeat a bit of news I just saw on Twitter.
Yeah.
A match update for this Saturday at Action Dean 2. Unfortunately, Tom Lawler will not be able to wrestle this weekend, but will now accompany Josh Woods as he faces off with JD Drake with Anthony Henry.
Really?
In Glendale, Arizona.
He went from being your opponent to you're now cornering him?
That's right, outside the Desert Diamond Arena. Well, Josh Woods and I have a
trust in you.
Josh Woods and I have a long history. You know, I wrestled at the University of Central Florida from 2001 to 2005. He came years later, basically followed in my footsteps, was very successful, amateur. We're both, you know, good-looking young guys. And we're set to face off. But as you've mentioned on this very program, I mean, I can't stand up straight. I can't move.
No, it's rough.
I cannot engage in locomotion. So I have decided that for the time being, it's better that I not wrestle until I figure out exactly.
I think it's a good role for you is to be the Mr. Wrestling 2 to his Mr. Wrestling 3, or I guess it would be Mr. Wrestling to Mr. Wrestling 2. You're the old grizzled mentor to this young buck. And then eventually you can, you know, he'll invariably turn on you. And then the Rock and Roll Express is going to break into your car and steal all your gear and win some title that you should have held. But anyway, cool. You went and got cracked yesterday. Do you feel any better?
Well, I don't feel worse.
Well, that's good. But do you feel any better?
Better? Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, that's
good.
I'm going
to go back on Friday, get some more treatment. And I guess hopefully this indefinite hiatus is not too long.
Well, hopefully, I mean, he wants you coming back quite a few times, dude. You must be really, really out. I mean, sometimes I'll go in and he'll tell me to come back the next week if I'm, like, really out. But saying, you know, you might need, like, a dozen or something like that. You're really crooked, bro.
Thanks. Not right. Am I as crooked as Stax Lorenzo?
You're not as crooked as that guy. Did you actually watch NXT?
Of course I did.
Okay.
Is it not my duty?
Well, you know, I always watch all of the shows, so, you know, whatever you have time to get in, you can get in. There's no real requirements except to just, like, be a voice on this program. You know that. Well, we do have Dynamite tonight. We'll get to NXT in a little while. There is an all-star trios match. John Moxley, the Young Bucks, against Samoa Joe, Hobbs, and Swerve Strickland. And presumably, before or after that match, they're going to alert us as to what the actual full teams are for Anarchy in the Arena coming up on Sunday at the pay-per-view. We got Mina Shirakawa versus Julia Hart with Tony Storm on commentary. It's Tony versus Mina at the pay-per-view. MJF will allegedly sign his contract with
Skeptical.
The Hurt Syndicate. Yeah, I am. I just don't know which way it's going to go, but I don't think it's going to end well for old MJF and the Hurt Syndicate being together.
You don't think enough is enough and it's time for a change?
I think we're going to see a change, brother. Mercedes Moné, Jamie Hayter will go face-to-face, and Hangman Page and Will Ospreay will also go face-to-face. No back-to-back encounters in this steal.
Or front-to-back.
Yeah,
or
no front-to-back. That'd be
inverted, north-south.
Yeah, nothing like that.
No single-leg X-guard.
So a lot of people have been asking about how to get the pay-per-view. And it is, in fact, true. If you live in the U.S., Canada, or Puerto Rico, you can no longer get the pay-per-views on Triller. It's just no longer an option. If you live outside the U.S., Canada, or Puerto Rico, anywhere else worldwide, you can order on Triller. And I never, I mean, maybe I ordered on Triller here and there. But, you know, a lot of people, I think the issue, and I could be wrong about this, I'm sure I'll be corrected quickly. I believe the issue is that if you order on Triller, you pretty much get to keep the pay-per-view. So if you order on Triller, your library, you keep all the shows that you purchased. If you order on, for example, YouTube, I think you get it for like 30 days and then it's gone into the ether. And, you know, for me, I watch the show once and never again. So I just want whatever one is going to be easiest, cheapest, and the best quality. And for me, I've always, of late at least, since I got rid of that BR Live, I hated that thing. I've used YouTube. I just order off YouTube. It's quick, easy, looks great. I watch it, and I'm done with it. And if for some reason I got to go back, I can go back. But Triller appears to be history for whatever reason, and that's the story there. You can order it on Prime Video, pay-per-view.com, YouTube, cable and satellite, and Fubo if you are here in the U.S.
No viewer's choice?
Apparently viewer's choice. Actually, you know what? That might still exist. Because there is still pay-per-view. I don't know what the cable companies are because I haven't had cable in God only knows how long.
Spice Network.
Yeah, I don't know if they have Spice anymore either. You know, I got that YouTube TV. They don't have any Scramble channels. It's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, come on.
Everything's
Do you really need them at this point?
They don't have any of those.
There's hamsters running around that can give you everything you need.
Those test patterns. They don't have any of those on YouTube TV. They don't have that snow that you go to sleep to. It's kind of weird how the world has changed. But anyway, that's how you can order it. And as of yesterday afternoon, it was after this show ended, the mystery collision, is now up on Max.
Okay. So how did my Pirates have the full version Saturday night? Where did it air? Where did this full version come from?
It must have come from, is it Fight? I think the
which is Triller.
Well, actually. Fight well overseas, so they would have got it from the overseas feed, and then provided it to the Pirates, I believe. Now, why the Pirates didn't provide it to Tony Khan and WBD, I can't explain that one. But it is now up, and I'll go check right now. I don't even know if it's a full version. I mean, bro, if I haven't watched it by now, there's too much stuff. I ain't ever gonna watch this collision.
Sons of Anarchy or. Sons of Texas match, 5 stars.
Was it good? How was it actually?
I didn't watch it.
You're an idiot. So why'd you say it was 5 stars then?
Just keeping the gig going.
What gig?
I said it Monday.
Okay, 1 hour and 47 minutes.
Sounds like the full show to me.
That's the full show. That would be the full show plus overrun minus commercials. Hour and 47 minutes. So there you go. If you want to check it out on hour 47.
The soon-to-be HBO Max.
Why are they all weird? Like, actually, I have to skip through commercials, so. They just have an hour 47 up there. Can anyone explain how the Max app works? Because I don't know. Because some of these shows are like 2 hours and 2 minutes. Hour and 49 minutes, hour and 52. So what exactly is it? Do they cut stuff off the show? No, because that's still an hour. No, that's not the answer, Dom. I'll figure this out after the break, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler! Also, my God, the chat. I can't even look at it. Everyone's talking about, you started this, Cinemax and Emmanuel in Space and... Guy says he's got a porn addiction. Like, what happened to our chat here?
Excuse me?
That's what he said. Golly. Let's talk some wrestling, everybody. By the way, no one has figured out the answer to this weird runtime of these shows on Max, which apparently has been rebranded to HBO Max. wasn't HBO HBO, and then there was HBO Max, and then they dropped the HBO, and it was just Max. Now it's HBO Max again. I always love these rebrandings because it's like, does this really make any difference? Like, if you lost 75,000 subscribers this quarter, by putting HBO back in, are we really like...
It's like a few years ago in WWE when guys would get their first names back, then they lose them again. That's what's happening here.
All right. Funk Monk here claims the commercials are cut out, and that's why it's got that... that's why it's timed like that. But... I don't think he's right. I'm looking at it right now. Maybe there are no commercials. Which, if that's the case, begs the question, why in the heck is the show that long?
Are they adding stuff to the show? Post-show? They're adding segments?
You know the one thing I have
sneaking
noticed?
Sneaking them in?
I mean, I've noticed this for years and years and years. Yeah, exactly. There aren't only 13 minutes of commercials. Like, it's just... I don't get it. I do know when watching the shows live, I don't know if it's just because WWE is bigger and more popular and has more advertisers, but they got way more commercial minutes than AEW does. Most, your average WWE commercial break is like 3.5 to 4 minutes long. And I mean, literally in a, I guess it's not 2 hours anymore, but when SmackDown was 2 hours, I mean... The like without commercials, the show was like 1 hour and 20 minutes long. Yeah. And if you watch like AEW, the show, the actual run, you know, the non-commercial time are, I mean, there's way more content on a Dynamite show because they have far fewer commercials than WWE does.
Brian, today yes. I watched NXT on the CW app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I was taking a bath. And, in between every segment, they have 2.5 minute long commercial breaks when you're watching on the app.
Brutal.
Brutal.
Yes.
It was killing me.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of that mystery show, the collision show, which we only saw, I guess, 1 hour and 18 minutes of, 398,000 viewers, the best show since April 26th, which shouldn't count because it followed a playoff game. However, it did a .08 in 18 to 49, so it was down 12% from last week. So good viewership, but old people were viewing it. And I was, you know what I was really hoping was, so the show went off the air. It just like stopped like 1 hour and 18 minutes in. And Black Adam, I guess, was the movie that just started playing.
Yes.
And everyone's like, what the heck's going on? So, you know, like in the old days when we were kids, we were talking about this. It wouldn't have moved. It wouldn't have gone to a movie. It would have gone to like a test pattern. And I was hoping that like it hadn't gone to a movie and we could see, or even actually, you know, because all the quarters I saw, the quarters all ended when Collision ended. I want to see the quarters after Collision ended because I want to see if it starts going up as more and more people are like, what's going on here? Is it coming back? They're likely waiting.
And then The Rock shows up.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? I was watching AEW.
Because in the old days when they used to have like the last show of the night would end and then the test pattern would appear on the screen. Like the test patterns did good numbers because, you know, people would fall asleep or whatever and they leave the TV on and, you know, over the course of time. So, you know, sometimes a show that was very, very poor, a test pattern would actually do a better number than the show. So anyway, then we had the Raw. And, you know, I don't know about this Raw thing. It's just kind of weird. So they listed 5.1 million viewer hours, 2.7 million global viewers. And then Dave has like a formula that involves math. And he came up with 1.156 million viewers and 983,000 same day viewers. Meaning if this were on cable, the show would have done under a million viewers. And I guess, you know, maybe it's possible. I don't know how Netflix figures all this, and I don't know. It just, when I look at like WWE pay-per-views and WWE ticket sales and WWE attendance and WWE merchandise sales, just business. If you look at the business WWE is doing, I just find it very hard to believe that Raw is regularly doing like a million viewers. It feels like something is wrong with the way all of this is being. But whatever, that's the number that that Dave came up with. 983,000 viewers watched on the same day, which just seems inconceivable. But whatever.
Seems low to me.
Got a couple of other notes here. Mercedes Moné wants to see more of Athena on AEW television. Join the club, Mercedes. She said she loved the match with Athena. I've never experienced anyone like her in the ring. She's been doing it for so long. I was watching her before I even signed with WWE. I want to see her on AEW television more. Puts her over huge. And where is Athena, by the way? Like, they did that big feud, and then she's another one. Gone.
I don't think she's wrestled since. I don't think she's been on ROH since. Although it's still, really, it's only been a few weeks. And they've been doing these double tapings recently, and that, you know, could leave less spots for people.
Well,
she
yeah.
She wasn't even at the shows.
We got another one tonight. I mean,
I didn't see her last week backstage when I was there, so.
So we got a double taping. So tonight is Dynamite. And then they're immediately going to tape Collision. And all we know about Collision thus far is it's Paragon versus Grizzled Young Vets. So that Collision is going to air Thursday. So my plan to watch TNA on Thursday, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. But we got Collision on Thursday. And then also Impact on Thursday with Joe Hendry and Elijah versus Moose and Brian Myers. AJ Francis and Casey Navarro versus Santana and Sami Callihan. Mr. Stone and Santino have an in-ring debate.
Hopefully it'll be as good as Billy Madison's debate.
And Mustafa Ali faces Ace Austin, who is great, by the way. That Ace Austin, I mean, they're both great. But then we've got... So we got Collision and Impact Thursday.
Well, Brian, also Thursday, UFC, Road to UFC Shanghai, episode 1 and 2. You can wake up at 4 a.m. Pacific and start
what's
watching
not
it.
Happening is that.
Oh.
Friday, we got Under Siege for TNA. Joe Hendry and Elijah versus Trick and Frankie Kazarian. Masha Slamovich against Victoria Crawford, the former Alicia Fox. Nick Nemeth and Ryan Nemeth against Matt Hardy and Leon Slater because Jeff can't get over the border. Eddie Edwards and Cody Deaner with a contract for Cody Deaner on the line. Steve Macklin versus Matt Cardone international title. Ash and Heather by Elegance versus Jody Threat and Danny Luna for the Knockouts title. Mike Santana, AJ Francis, and Tessa and Ariana Grace. Tessa will have Mr. Stone in her corner. Ariana will have her father, Santino, in her corner. Friday is SmackDown. Street Profits versus Fraxium for the tag titles. Charlotte, Julia, and Zelina in a Money in the Bank qualifier. And LA Knight, Aleister Black, and Shinsuke Nakamura in a qualifier.
Okay. Okay. I could see Nakamura losing. All right, he's taking the pinfall on that one. Who's losing in
Zelina.
That women's match?
Zelina.
She's got the. She's a champion.
Doesn't matter.
Of some sort.
We'll set something up out of it or something. Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they'll do a DQ. They can do a screw job.
They can't. It's a three-way.
Maybe they'll do a. I don't
They've
know.
Had
who knows, dude.
Didn't Lyra Valkyria just interfere repeatedly in that three-way match?
Well, yeah, she did. Yep. Saturday night's main event is Saturday night. The main event.
Oh,
Jey Uso, Logan Paul. We got John Cena, Truth, non-title. We got Drew and Damian in a cage, and we got Punk and Sammy versus Seth and Braun Breaker. What?
It's just more stuff on top of more stuff.
Yeah,
head to head,
brother.
With live on the ROH YouTube action, Dean,
brother.
Two
Sunday NXT Battleground and Double or Nothing. Which actually, I think they're airing head-to-head, right? Or when is Double or Nothing earlier that day? What are they doing? I got to figure this out during the break.
Face-to-face.
I'm so lost. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, a couple of notes before we get to NXT. First off, make sure you check out Filthy and I. We interviewed Kurt Angle. It is up for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. It's in the Figure 4 Daily RSS feed or off the front page of WrestlingObserver.com or the archive. And if you're a subscriber, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube, it's up there as well. And, man, that guy was great. Excellent interview. Great questions from the fans in attendance as well. It's a very, very good 90 minutes. So head up there and check that out. And, hey, if you've got a show and you've got a guest and you want Tom and I to do a podcast, get a hold of me because we had the time of our lives. Did we not, Tom?
Yeah, I had a great time. Brian, if I could put you over as well, I thought you did a fantastic job during the interview. Just started right off. Hey, Kurt, just start off with the obvious question. How are you feeling?
That's an important question.
It just went right from there. I wish we had more time with Kurt. I wish we had more time with other guests. There's so many people that I could think of that I want to interview now. So hopefully we get to do it again.
Yes, an excellent amateur wrestling questions. You got a lot of praise for your amateur questions, Tom. It was funny because like we were doing the interview and I was like thinking kind of the same thing. It was like, how can you interview Kurt and not be asking questions about his amateur career? But then you sort of think like, God, will the fans care? Or do they just want to hear about him wearing a cowboy hat and playing the little banjo or whatever? And then, you know, it's over. And then it turns out, yeah, they actually like the amateur wrestling questions. So it worked out great. Also, a follow-up from the last segment. Yes, NXT and AEW are head-to-head. Double or Nothing is head-to-head with Battleground. Neither of them are starting earlier. So, golly, that's going to be a long freaking night. But what can you do? Double or Nothing, Tony Storm, Mina Shirakawa, John Moxley versus Swerve, Team versus Team, Anarchy in the Arena, Hurt Syndicate versus Sammy and Dustin, Will Ospreay versus Hangman, Mercedes versus Jamie, Ricochet and Mark Briscoe in a stretcher match, and Nigel McGuinness and Daniel Garcia versus FTR. I think. Is that official? Did Nigel accept it? Well, he's gonna. All right. A couple of notes from NXT. This was much better than last week's show.
Brian, you're skipping the big, big news.
What's that? Roman Reigns. Go for
How'd you know? Roman Reigns in talks to star in the live-action Street Fighter film coming up, joining a cast including Jason Momoa, Andrew Koji, Noah Centineo. He's in talks to play Akuma, according to Hollywood insider Jeff Snyder. And the last live-action Street Fighter film to be released was in 2009. This is a long-running franchise from my youth. I grew up playing Street Fighter. I loved nothing more than gathering with my friends after school, throwing fireballs at each other, charging up as Blanca, and getting after it. And I was so excited when they announced that there was a live-action Street Fighter movie coming out when I was a kid. And I just remember that I don't remember living up to the hype, but this one has a chance. So Roman Reigns set to play Akuma in the upcoming live action Street Fighter film. Street Fighter VI released in 2023, won Best Fighting Game.
Wow.
Yeah. Longtime Capcom franchise.
On the subject of movies and games and Jason Momoa, I, last weekend, Paisley wanted to go to the Minecraft movie. I took her. And I don't play Minecraft, so I was a little bit, like, I was watching the movie, and I liked the movie, it was pretty good, but I had no idea what was going on for, like, 25% of it. It's just like, what? You make these blocks magically appear? But anyway, Jason Momoa was in it, he was a star of the film, and Jack Black was also in it, and it is impossible for me to watch this movie and not see Admin Tony. I mean, Admin Tony was in this movie as playing the role of Jack Black. It was uncanny.
You yourself look kind of like a chicken jockey to me.
Excuse me. Don't ever use that term on national radio again. Kicked off for sure. All right. We had Sean Legacy, Javon Evans, and golly, Ashanti the Adonis in the opener. And first off, I'll say this match was awesome, okay? I got nothing against Ashanti. It is now clear why he was in the match, which is Sean Legacy was winning, and they didn't want to beat Javon, so Ashanti was in there to get pinned. But all I can say about this match is, dude, when Sean Legacy and Javon were in there together, this match was freaking outstanding. I mean, this was as good as any party match you'll ever see in AEW. It was awesome. And when Ashanti got in, it was fine. Like, you know, it was, God, they got to do Sean Legacy and Javon one-on-one. They just have to. Like, put that on a pay-per-view. I'll go to viewer's choice. I'll pay the $59.99 to watch it. Like, they were incredible together. So, in a big shocker, Sean Legacy won. And so he's going to get a shot at the North American title. He's an ID guy. Dude, sign this guy to an NXT contract yesterday. I mean, he is great. And then we had a segment backstage with, I don't got enough time. I'll talk about this on the Brian Domini show. But Tyra Mae Steele and Jasper Troy. Yeah. They changed her name, Tom. She's an Olympic gold medalist.
Well, her name's been Tyra Mae Steele for a while.
I know, but the point is, she's an Olympic gold medalist. She won the Olympic gold medal as Tamira Mensah-Stock. She freaking wears the gold medal. So it's not like she's not supposed to be who she is. She wears the gold medal under a name in which she did not win the gold medal. Why would you do this, Tom? Don't anyone tell me about IP protection. What if she goes to AEW someday? Bro, you realize if she goes to AEW, she can go to AEW as Tamira Mensah-Stock, gold medalist. Why would you change her name? Insanity. Absolute insanity. And we had a bunch of other segments. And then Trick comes out and he raps. And I've never seen any of Trick's rap videos. Apparently he does some. And, you know, I saw some people that weren't big fans of this, but let me tell you something. I thought he did a pretty good job. And I think that Booker T and Trick need to do an album together. I think it would be up there with Be a Man from Randy Savage. And I would buy it. And he rapped about Average Joe. And, like, everyone's saying that he sucked, but, like, he was good enough that he turned the crowd and they're chanting Average Joe as he's doing his rap. I liked it.
They are, I will say, Booker T and Trick Williams are no platinum-selling recording artist John Cena, are they?
Sean Spears beat Josh Briggs after the Driver and the Virgin interfered. And then Izzy Dame booted Briggs and he got pinned. That's a powerful boot. That guy survived Noah, but he did not survive a boot by...
You ever been hit with a woman's shoe?
She wasn't wearing a high heel, dude. Then we had some backstage segments, this and that. Uriah Connors and Kale Dixon faced OTM. And, of course, OTM killed them. OTM appears to be baby faces, which, again, begs the question, why is Jada Parker a heel? She's one of the most over women, if not the most over woman they've got. No one ever boos her, but she is booked as a heel, and she is in a group with two other guys who apparently are baby faces. Can anyone explain this to me? Okay, no? All right.
Well, wait a minute. Chase, you are heels?
No, that's another one. I'll get to that.
Weren't they in this match?
They were in this match, yeah. It was bizarre.
So they were heels, but
no, they're supposed to be baby faces.
I know. I think they're dumb baby faces.
Yes, they're idiots.
And Andre Chase is a
baby face. I mean, his name is Kale.
And they're heels. Yeah, I hate those names. Good God.
Hideous. And listen, I know it's
Juice Robinson's old name.
CJ Parker.
Oh.
Listen, I know it's kind of like sort of for reasons unknown, kind of coming back into style, but Uriah Connors with that long hair, but like shaved up here, and then like the mustache, not working, dude. Like, you'll never be a main eventer with that look. It's just not going to happen. Okay, but I mean, he could be a main eventer because he's very talented. But the goofy hairdo combined with the mustache, no buys. No buys. And the man named after a salad, no buys. We got to fix this stuff. Obafemi and Miles Bourne had their final face-off, which I thought was very good. This frickin' Oba. This guy needs to be on the main roster. He is an incredible promo. He has an incredible look. He is a great worker. He has good matches with everybody. Why is he still here? And I thought Miles in the last 3 weeks has like totally turned it around. He is like, before it was sort of, we got a low rent Randy Orton. But now it's like, he's not a low rent Randy. He loves Randy Orton. He's a tribute to Randy Orton, but he is very much Miles Bourne and he's very unique. And I think he's done great. This was a very good segment.
Yeah. I thought both guys were great. Although poor Obafemi gets jobbed out to Jasper Troy at the end of the segment, yeah. and then has to stand tall with the belt. I thought that kind of sucked.
We have the Don talking to himself, and he concludes, "There will be no more betrayal." Wrong answer, Tony. Lola Vice and Fallon Henley. So this match, irrelevant. No offense to the women involved. The only thing that mattered in this match was Corey Graves and Booker T double-teaming Vic on commentary. And they ate him alive. And he got so mad. Like, he pulled a Vinny. You know when, like, Vinny finally snaps and he just goes mad? That's what Vic did. And you can just see Corey and Booker, like, they cannot control their mirth. They are having the time of their life. This was 5 stars. If you watch it for commentary, it's about 2 3/4 if you watch the match.
I am always impressed by Lola Vice's ability to make a mean face while she dances uncontrollably.
Oh, speaking of mean faces, here's another one. Kalani, Jordan, and Zarya. Oh, okay? Kalani is a heel. Zarya is a baby face. They're doing this match. Kalani's making a baby face comeback.
Yeah.
Except she's supposed to be a heel because she's sneering through her baby face comeback. I'm like, what is happening? And then the two baby faces are double teaming her, the heel. Oh. She's overcoming the odds. I was like, I'm lost, dude. I'm lost.
I said this a few weeks ago, Brian. I think Sol Ruka is a heel and Zarya is a baby face. I know you're saying no, but I think that's the way it's designed.
Well, it doesn't matter if Sol's a heel, Zarya's still a baby face. Why is Kalani, who I know is a heel, doing a baby face comeback?
Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you?
She's been
because
a heel for
based
a while.
On what I saw.
Well, yeah. And then Joe Hendry did his concert, which was quite great, and Trick got mad, and he came out, and he goes for the Trick knee. Joe clobbers him in the knee with the guitar, lays him out with his finish. And, like, you cannot watch the end of this show and not think, Joe Hendry's losing the title to Trick at the pay-per-view. And I think there's a very good chance that happens, and I'm going to tell you why. All of you think of the TNA is getting buried. I think there's a method to this madness. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Nightmare! Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So what I think is going to happen is Trick is going to beat Joe Hendry. Somebody's going to screw Joe Hendry. And then Joe can feud with that person for a while. And then Trick is going to be the TNA champion. And he is going to feud with and lose the title to Santana. That's my booking here. So there you go. I think it's actually real good for guys like Trick, you know. They're in developmental, but like they're in developmental working with like the same people and the same coaches and everything. So it's not really like doing indies, but going and doing all these TNA shows and working with, you know, the TNA agents and the TNA wrestlers in a different style. And, you know, I think it's real good for him. So he's
Lance Storm.
Yeah,
he's backstage.
He's grown a lot since that video they showed of him in the haunted house with Carmelo Hayes. So, anyway, we're going to wrrap it up. Don't forget, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. It is After Dark Radio. Jason Offit is going to be our guest. And we actually had him on the old After Dark, back when it was only a podcast. And he talked about shadow people. So we might ask him about shadow people. And black-eyed children. You guys heard of black-eyed children?
No.
Well, you're looking at one right now.
Really?
Can you see my pupils? Or are my eyes just completely black? In fact...
Well, they say the eyes are the key to the soul.
They are completely black. I actually have never seen someone else with eyes as black as mine where you can't even see the pupils unless you really look hard. So maybe I'm... black-eyed child. Yeah.
Thanks.
2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. You're on Sports Byline USA, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks, Tom. I want an update Friday when you get cracked again.
Yeah, no problem. I liked you a lot better when Sasquatch was in.
Oh, we'll talk about him today, too. Yeah, Sasquatch today on After Dark Radio as well. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live!